But Paul Franson, you live in the Napa Valley. You're a freelance writer. You write for a number of magazines, journals. You write for Wines and Vines magazine and Wine Business Monthly, both of them leading magazines on the wine industry in the United States. You also write for local magazines, and you have your own weekly subscriber newsletter, Napa Life, which is available at NapaLife.com. And you're very familiar with both the wine scene and the restaurant scene. And I wanted to talk to you today to see what you could tell us about the restaurant scene in terms of noise, decibels. People come here and spend a lot of money in restaurants and enjoy themselves, apparently. But how is it for people who encounter, let me just ask you about your own personal experience. How is it for you going to restaurants in the Valley?
Well, I find that a lot of them are noisy, and I think part of that might be that as I get older, it's well known that your hearing often deteriorates at the high end, which makes it more difficult. So I think older people have problems hearing in restaurants that young people don't. Early in my career, I worked for a company that made sound measuring equipment, and I had to learn quite a bit about that subject, and used their instruments, and we actually went out and tested a lot of things in those days. And it's pretty clear that a lot of restaurants here are very noisy, and there are a lot of reasons for that. Part of it is that it's sometimes cheaper to make a restaurant noisy. In effect, for example, no carpets, no drapes, no tablecloths. Unfortunately, that's also the chic type of decor these days. People want that sort of hard industrial look, and it's very reflective. It's very noisy. And so that's one reason that it happens. On the other hand, some restaurateurs actually think that a noisy restaurant makes people happy. They think people want to be around a lot of noise and activity. And again, particularly young people who are used to having iPods in their ears all the time and stuff like that. And so they want it to be lively. Some people say that that actually encourages people to eat up and leave, which is not something you'd want in a bar. And bars are notoriously noisy anyway. But that's one thing that happens. There are certainly some restaurants in the Valley that are very quiet. If you go to the French Laundry, it's like eating in church almost. I think that's partly because of the attitude of the people there. They're almost there in a reverential mood. And the same is true of a lot of the more expensive restaurants. I think people go there for an old-fashioned fine dining experience. And so they may have to wear coats and ties, not ties up here, but certainly I think the French Laundry requires jackets in the evening. And certainly Auberge and Etoile are a la toque, are not places where you would think of yelling at people or slapping people on the back and making a lot of noise. And of course, if a restaurant isn't very successful, it's pretty quiet too, which is another side of things. And as we all know, if you go into a restaurant where there's not much business, it's probably going to be pretty quiet. And sometimes they even crank up the music to make it seem like it's a little bit livelier. I was annoyed not too long ago being at Barbecue, which is a barbecue place, at lunchtime when there were very few people there, at least when I got there, and they had very loud music on. And it was hard to talk over the music. And I asked the server about it, and they said they'd like to have the music, and people liked the music. And I doubt that they did a survey. So, there are a lot of reasons for these things. I know that I personally tend not to go back to places that I can't hear. And it's hard to enjoy a meal in that case. And I don't see any sign that restaurants in general are trying to become quieter. I don't see that they're trying to address that. Red is an example. When it opened, it was so noisy, it was just impossible to talk. And I remember going there with Margaret Mondavi, and we were sort of like yelling at each other across the table at lunchtime, which is ludicrous. And I know that Richard recognized that, and I talked to him about it, and he spent a lot of money retrofitting. And he admitted the reason he didn't do it in the first place was because it was so expensive. It cost $40,000, and he didn't feel it was necessary until he saw the results.
The San Francisco Chronicle gives decibel ratings to restaurants, so they gave him a bomb. In other words, above the four bells, which is the loudest, there's one other category seldom used, and it's just a large round bomb with a lit fuse on it.
And he had that one.
He had been getting that one.
Yeah, well, he doesn't anymore, I don't think. But it's still pretty noisy there. I really can't think of, other than the sort of the fancy restaurants and the ones that aren't really as successful as they'd like to be, that are quiet. And it is a problem. And yet I know Uva's, I like to go to Uva. Now, the noise comes partly from the music. I mean, they have live bands in the evenings, a lot of nights. And so that causes a lot of noise. Well, just send it in any time. The deadline is the weekend before it occurs, but certainly the earlier the better. Yeah, just send it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just the details. Thank you. Bye. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
We'll have to turn the whole thing off.
So you were saying that Uva has live music, so that adds to the
level of noise. And it's in the bar, particularly, and because of the music, it's hard to talk, but I think people who go there because they like the music, and of course, if you're sitting at the bar tables, they're very small, so at least you're close to each other. On the restaurant side, it's not particularly noisier than other places. So that is an exception, because they actually have live music. A lot of places have piped in, you know, recorded music, and some of them, it's a big ego thing, that they play music that they think people should like, and sometimes it's, you know, they brag about some DJ who programmed the music for them, and it's, in that case, it's rarely something that is going to be something I like, I must admit.
A few months ago, I went to the Napa Airport, the industrial park, mm-hmm. in that direction. Francis Ford Coppola has a little...
Oh, yeah, right, Mamarella's.
Mamarella's. And people think that may be kind of a test restaurant for more of those.
I suspect so, yeah.
I went in there at lunch. It was fairly quiet. There were hardly any people there, except there was very loud music. And finally, the person I was with went up to one of the staff and said, could you please lower or even turn off the music? And she said, thank you. She said, Mr. Coppola insists that we have loud music here, and we have to play it unless a guest says... You know,
interesting.
Please
yeah.
don't.
And I know some young people who really like loud music. And it's what they're used to. And a lot of the servers and the chefs and all are like that. But it's certainly not something I like. Some of my favorite music is at Mambo Sushi. They have big band music and jazz and Ella Fitzgerald singing and stuff like that. It's not too loud, but it's very pleasant music, I must admit. I don't know if any place that plays classical music, but I suspect some of those high-end restaurants may very discreetly in the background.
Right. Pete's does a little bit, Pete's Coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they have some sometimes. And one of my favorite restaurants is a little neighborhood place that my wife and I go to, Via Corona, which you're familiar with, Mexican
sure.
restaurant. They play almost always Cuban music.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Well, as long as it's not too loud, I'd like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I must admit, some of the music is I would not like, no matter what level it is, but... That depends on where you are. But in general, I think that it's pretty average around here, is about the same as most parts of the country.
Sure. But that average is pretty painful and quite high. I know that you've touched on it. There's several reasons that some restaurateurs and their studies have shown that, well, for one thing, really loud music, the certain kind of music, keeps the over 30 crowd away
yeah.
so they can get the young crowd. It also causes a good turnover. In restaurants that want a fast turnover, it will often help them
right, and
very
I,
rapidly do that.
I would suspect that there are not many restaurants in Napa Valley that we would go to most of the time that are that sophisticated. I mean, an Applebee's or something like that, or
right.
Olive Garden might do that, but these people are, I think it's mostly just coincidence or sometimes incompetence. Mm-hmm. No, they don't know any better.
And the theory works generally, but not specifically. In other words, all the acoustic experts and sound people recommend testing your own restaurant, your
oh, yeah.
own business. Don't just take what everybody says, because you have to experiment with it for each one. There are some studies also that show that quieter music increases wine sales at good restaurants and causes people to buy higher priced wine and higher priced food items.
Well, I can see that. I mean, you look at the list of the of the restaurants that are quiet, Auberge du Soleil, Etoile, French Laundry, La Toque, Meadowood, Terra. Of course, also in there are a few others, that Napa General Cafe and Pizzeria La Travigne. So they don't quite fit into that category.
Right. There's also an interesting study. It's not directly related, but the wine store, wine shop in the East Coast, I think in New York City, somewhere back in that area, a few years ago, there was a study. They had a variety of international wines, but they had one section that was heavy. They had a French wines on display and another one on German wines. And on the days when they would play French music over the intercom, the French wine sales zoomed something like 60% over. Normal. And when they switched to German music, the German wine sales. And the customers generally were not even aware there was any music going on, let alone French or German.
Why, so maybe the subliminal stuff works. And what would they play for California? That would be,
California, Napa Valley? I don't know.
The most happy fellow?
Yeah.
Well, I was up recently at Farmstead, the new restaurant in St. Helena, which is a beautiful place. It has a very high ceiling because it was built in a barn. And it looked like it might be a noisy place just because there are a lot of hard services and all. But I was sitting in the bar there when it was pretty full, and it was not hard at all to talk. It was pretty quiet. I don't know the restaurant area, but the people who own it and run it are pretty sophisticated, and they probably have done a very good job of figuring out what they want in the restaurant. Ted Hall was a high-level consultant with one of the big consulting firms, McKinsey, I think it was. And so he's an engineer, so I suspect he really looked into it. But that's not true of most people. It's really unfortunate that more restaurants feel that they have to be so casual. They don't like to have white tablecloths. I mean, there's a big cost for those, but they think it gives the wrong impression, particularly in these times when, you know, business is sort of weak anyway, and people might be turned off and think it's an expensive place if they have white tablecloths. But those certainly, white or red, or red and white checked, do cut down the noise a lot.
There's some restaurants that even pad underneath the tables.
Right.
Who are very concerned about how to do that.
And I think in Red's case, the biggest thing they did was put acoustical tiles in the ceiling area. That's what I think. But drapes and, of course, cushioned chairs and stuff like that help a lot too. But I'm certainly no acoustical engineer. I just know that I don't like going back to a place where I can't talk.
And I think you bring up something. You say that generally the restaurant owners, managers say, well, nobody really complains about it. People seem to like it. But as you point out, they probably aren't doing surveys, and the chances are that people who don't like it just don't come back again.
Right.
They never know.
I love the food at Bouchon, for example, but it is absolutely impossible to have a conversation there, you know, at lunchtime particularly, unless you're sitting right next to someone. And at a business lunch, you know, you sit across the table from them, and it's just uncomfortable.
And what about cell phone use in restaurants? Is that another area
that of course, you? I think that's very rude to use a cell phone when other people are around anyway. But in a restaurant, it's very annoying because people seem to feel they have to yell on their cell phones. There are actually technologies available that can block it, but they're illegal. And you basically transmit at a certain frequency, and you can wipe out and keep the cell phones from working. And that apparently has been done in Canada, at least in some symphony halls, where they just black them out. But it would be nice if people would just be polite.
Right. We went to a restaurant a few years ago, which we have not gone back to, where the couple next to us talked the entire time on their cell phones to other people. Not once did we see them talk to each other. The only time they talked to humans in the place was when they chatted with some of the staff who they were obviously friends with. But I wondered, what were they doing there?
What a relationship, right?
Have you heard of hypersonic speakers? Hypersonic speakers. They direct sound so that, for example, we're sitting here at a table. We could have a cone of sound over us, and somebody 2 feet away would not hear sound. So they're $1,000 a speaker. But the technology is there so that you can isolate sounds so that people in one part of the same room, can hear loud music, and it's totally quiet for the others.
Well, that'd be wonderful as long as you get the volume control at the table. I remember, as you do, I'm sure we've been to many places where they have little jukeboxes at each, control for a jukebox at each table, and you get to choose what you want.
Right.
Of course, you don't get to choose the level of the sound there.
Right. There's another thing too that's also an aside, but something called silent discos, and they started in somewhere in Europe, I forget where. People go to a dance, an event, a party, it can be indoors or outdoors, and there's no amplified music. All music comes electronically, so everybody's given a pair of wireless headphones.
Oh.
So basically, one reason it started was to do the music event outdoors in a national park in England, where they couldn't make any noise. So everybody has headphones on, they're all dancing to the music, but anybody who's watching it hears nothing.
That should be weird to watch, I gotta be very strange.
Do you have any? There are organizations in the States and other countries that are devoted to lessening, or if not eliminating, that noise pollution. And some of them, on their websites, you can print out little cards to give to restaurants. Have you ever had any thought about ways that the problem could be addressed here in the Napa Valley?
Well, I don't hesitate to complain when I go places, but sometimes it doesn't matter. They just really don't care. I was recently on vacation down in the Caribbean, and I went to a place where they seated us in front of the band, and this was a Caribbean band. And not only that, it had a trumpet, which is very unusual down there, plus it was very loud. And we were at a normal-sized table, and you literally would have had to be, you know, lip readers to be able to speak. And I talked to the owner about it, and he said, but people like the music. And so eventually we were able to move to a table around the corner and out of the way, and it still was too loud.
Right.
But I never would consider going back to that restaurant, not that I would be likely to anyway, since it's in Antigua.
Are there restaurants here in the valley that you won't go to because of the noise level?
Well, I mentioned Bouchon is not a place I go to for lunch or business lunch.
Even though you like the food.
I like the food a lot. Yeah. I will go sit at the bar once in a while. But that's a typical example. For that matter, Bistro Gentil is pretty loud. It's a very small, you know, low ceilings and everything. I think in the evening when it's more of a dinner crowd, it's a little different. But at lunchtime, those places are quite loud.
It's interesting you mentioned the atmosphere of the French Laundry was almost reverential, like being in a church. The Laundry, of course, is classed by some as the finest restaurant in the world, and certainly one of the top 10 on most lists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the Bouchon, who you also mentioned, is also owned by Thomas Keller, and that one is so loud you avoid it.
Yeah, but obviously... Keller's a very sophisticated guy. He has other Bouchons, one in Las Vegas and now one in Los Angeles area. And I think that those are probably much larger than ones here, and they're very successful. And I've got to believe the one in Las Vegas is loud. I mean, you know, that's almost required. I do like places, particularly if you're, you know, on a romantic date or something like that, where you can talk to somebody and enjoy that. There's some places that differ in the seasons. I mean, obviously, if you sit outside, in general, it's quieter. Like in Angel, if it's summertime and you can sit out in the patio, it's very pleasant. In the wintertime, when it's really crowded inside, it's very hard to hear. And the only time it's not is when they're not very busy, and I don't want to wish that on them.
Right.
Celadon seems like it's pretty quiet. In fact, I see...
Yeah, the Chronicle gives Celadon a good rating.
Yeah, and then it also has a semi-outside area, too. And that's a pleasant place to go.
The Michelin Guide gives something like 10 or 11 stars to restaurants in the Napa Valley, ranging from 1 to 3. 3 for the French Laundry, and 1 and 2 for some others. And it's interesting, Angel, for example, has a star.
I think
they're listed there. And they, but they're also listed high on noise. Am I wrong about Angel? Maybe I am.
Well, no, Angel is high here.
Yeah. But am I wrong about the star? Let me see.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you do go to places...
I am wrong. I'm sorry. Angel does not have a star. But Bistro Gentil does. My point is that 4 of the stars given up by the Michelin Guide are given to restaurants with difficult hearing.
Interesting.
So it's not as too strong a factor for Michelin, it seems.
No, I guess not. Well, I guess they have to judge it on many things. I'm a little bit dubious about any of those ratings of restaurants or wines or anything else for that matter. I believe it's really up to you and what you like. I didn't see Kohl's on the list, which is interesting. I think they're fairly quiet. I mean, not really quiet, but I've always been able to talk when I go there. and it's more of an old-fashioned type place. Maybe that's why. Great food, but it reminds me more of a San Francisco place, an old, well-established restaurant than one that's trying to be trendy.
Do you what about other, just as an aside, what about other noise in the Napa Valley? How do you find the city of Napa? Do you find it peaceful? Do you find it typical urban?
Well, it's obviously not as noisy as a big city, but I work at home and I do hear fire engines go by and stuff like that. But we don't really get any aircraft to speak of over us. It's rare enough that you almost notice it, and particularly helicopters. Every few weeks one goes over my house and I notice it. I even hear the hot air balloons with that swishy noise they make when they turn on the propane, so it's not too noisy. But particularly when you get out of the city, it's very, very quiet around here. There are very few sources of noise compared to most places.
Well, thank you. Any other thoughts? Any other last comments?
I would love to see most of the restaurants turn down the noise level, I'll tell you that.
How about writing something on that for the local paper?
Good idea.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Paul. Thank you.
Well, thank you.